Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Billy Ott. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Maloney. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim Maloney. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball four. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs takes first base on ball four. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Brock moves to third. Hubbs moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Casco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is called out on strikes. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Burkell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogers fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post takes first base on ball four. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas strikes out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Post moves to second. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Post scores. There goes Coleman trying to get to third. Brock throws the ball into Banks, who tags Coleman for the out. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Jim Maloney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maloney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maloney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brock strikes out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of post. Altman reaches second base with a double. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Blasingame moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Post hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Maloney fields it and throws to third for the out. Bertel moves to second. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. 1 out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Coleman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks, Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Maloney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maloney is 0-for-1 in the game. Maloney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maloney moves to third. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Maloney scores. Blasingame moves to third. It's 2-1, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pinson moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson is walked intentionally. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Ellsworth. Blasingame scores. Pinson moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 3-1, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Post hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Post reaches second base with a double. Pinson scores. Robinson scores. It's 5-1, Reds. Freddie Burdett now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Post moves to third. 2 outs. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Reds. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ott moves to second. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burkell takes first base on ball 4. Ott moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Bob Will pinch hits for Freddie Burdett. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields it and throws to second for the out. Ott scores. Rogers moves to third. One out. It's 5-3, Reds. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogers tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Reds. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Maury Stevens now pitching. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-3 in the game. Casco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burkell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Mo Thacker now catching. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blasingame moves to second. Barney Schultz now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Wally Post. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Lynch now playing left field. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rogers is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Landrum pinch hits for Mo Thacker. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Kuno Berrigan now catching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas is called out on strikes. 1 out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Altman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berrigan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Keogh now playing left field. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 5, Reds, 5. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 4 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 4 for 4 in the game, with 4 singles. Blasingame hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casco moves to second. Dave Girard now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berrigan fields it and throws to first for the out. Casco moves to third. Blasingame moves to second. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Robinson is walked intentionally. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 4 in the game. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.